We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Well, don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
From the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you here on a Thursday night as we go till 8 o'clock, headed into NFL football. Actually, a pretty decent game tonight. Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears, both teams trying to find their way into the playoffs. Dallas leading that NFC East division. Bears kind of just lingering behind Green Bay and Minnesota right now. So trying to stay, you know, in a potential wild card hunt. So that will be coming up for you. Pregame at 8:20 will be kickoff on all of that. So we'll take you up to that point. We stream online. It's 929thegame.com. It's where you catch us live, replays of the shows. Breaking sports news, our finest moments, it's all there at 929thegame.com. Download your radio.com app. Put that on your device that you carry around with you, like a phone or a tablet or a Walkman or an iPod or something that you got out there, or boombox or a turntable, whatever you carry with you there to catch us on the go. And then you can listen in real time and replay anything from the previous 24 hours on any of the shows. Social media is all at 929thegame, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of it there for you to interact with us on. The best way to follow along with this particular show, as always, is through our personal Twitter handles. I'm at JMCH316, at JMCH316. That is all of your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance, and we are going to give you your water cooler talking points at 720 because, you know, we're here to tick people off. He is in the building producing the show tonight, hanging out with me. Jarvis is in the building at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. I actually got the lights on in there. Wow, that's a strange phenomenon in there. So, as we said, we'll take you up till 8 o'clock. There's a lot to get into. And tomorrow we have got jam-packed show. WWE Hall of Famer Teddy Long will be in from 7:20 to 8 tomorrow. We got another charity wrestling event going to happen down at Hampton High School. So if you're down on the south side tomorrow night looking for something to do, his face-to-face wrestling school. We'll be putting on another show there to help out with the Guardians, a good group of folks there. So we'll talk about all that and have a little bit of fun as well. In fact, his champion is supposed to be here as well for all of that. So, and of course, the Georgia Rattlesnake will be down there again for that show. So we'll talk to him and Chip Towers, get ready for Georgia and all that good stuff. So, and we got a few little sidebar stories about all of this. By the way, the company holiday party was today. What was it? It was a two-drink. Yeah, you got two drink tickets, so you could have two drinks. That was it. So could you get more drinks, Jarvis? Jarvis, you went. Could you get more drinks as like a cash bar, or do they just not serve you if you didn't have tickets? What was the deal? Oh, okay. So it was a cash bar situation. Okay, all right. I was just curious about that. So at least if you really want to get blitzed, you could get blitzed. Okay, all right, that's fine. That's fine. As long as the opportunity is there. Now, of course, Chuck, we didn't get a chance to go because, you know, I've got an ex-wife to support. So, you know, some of us have to work and, you know, plus we had a show and everything like that. So, but I know Jarvis did go. So it was all good. It was at a Jamaican restaurant, I think. Yeah. Jarvis saying the food is fantastic. So he's vouching for the food, he says. So, yeah, one of these days, like, we'll have a holiday party where, you know, maybe it's not like right during the middle of the day where some of us have to work for a living and all the good kind of stuff. But by all accounts, it was a fun, good time. The real, by the way, WZGC 92.9 The Game holiday party is tomorrow night. because that's Mike Connie. That's his holiday party. And that's the annual everybody gets together and badmouths everybody else around town. No, I kid. But that's what? No, but that is the real holiday Christmas party, because that is where you get past and present 92.9 The Game people, employees, and everything together, producers, board ops, hosts, you name it, promo people. I mean, you name it, it's all there. It's a who's who of stars. You know, my favorite moment between last year and would be upcoming this year. Now, we will be on late, so we won't get to – Jarvis and I won't get to partake until later on. But I always look forward to the Mac and Z reunion. That's my favorite part of Mike Connie's – Chris, what? What? What, Jarvis? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with the Mac and Z reunion? Mac and Z, take a guess. Who's Mac? Okay. Yes. Yes. That's what it was called, Mac and Z. That was – no. That was – no, not Mac McDonald. That was – Mac and Z was pre-Chuckery. That was before Randy and I entered into a brotherhood. I'm not even in the family anymore. I've been exiled out of the family. Yeah. He's got a new dance partner and all that, so – but that's always a good time. So we will have stories, I'm sure. Everybody will have stories about that, because that's always a good story-laden party. Before we're going to get into the Braves, and we're going to get into, you know, the $18 million they just spent and all that. And I know you guys are all excited. And, ooh, hello, Cole Hamels. I'm already hearing the talk. Hey, here's a World Series MVP. We'll get into all that. Don't worry. Chuckery's got his thoughts about all this, you know. I put it this way. I know who the game 147 starter is for this team next year in the playoffs. I know who's going to eat up all the starts in the playoffs next year. All right, he's a bulldog. Anyway, we'll get into all that. I don't want to get aggravated already. So, but, you know, we'll talk more about the game tomorrow with Chip Towers from the AJC. But, you know, Saturday is a lot about Kirby's legacy to this point for UGA. Now, listen. I wasn't necessarily in favor of firing Mark Richt, but I did understand why they did it, and I understood, and I wasn't necessarily opposed to it. I would have probably kept Mark Richt probably another year, but there's no doubt you could see the tangible difference in the way the program looked in that first couple of years, in the first 2 years under Kirby. No doubt about it. And obviously the playoff appearance, you know, and Chubb and Michelle coming back, I get it. I get there's been a lot of good memories in a short amount of time for Kirby Smart. But there is expectation, because if you're going to tell me that you replaced a guy who in 15 years won 10 games or more 10 times, then the expectation is getting raised for all of that. And the expectation would have been there for Mark Richt too. It's not like the expectation is lower because Mark Richt is there. No, I mean, Mark Richt didn't achieve the ultimate goals. So I'm with you. But Saturday will tell you a lot, because this is supposed to be one of the years where Georgia makes their run. I mean, Georgia was preseason top four. They're number four now. They're upperclassman quarterback, brought back the best running back in the conference, brought back one of the, you know, two or three best quarterback. I mean, probably brought back what was looked at as the second best quarterback behind Tua in the SEC. The best offensive line in America. Who knew that they were going to be literally the number one or number two best defense in America? And they are. It's Ohio State and Georgia and everybody else, with Clemson probably at three. You can make a case, by the way, too. This is slowly becoming the best defense Dabo Sweeney's had at Clemson. That's a low-key hot take right there. And Tommy's not even due to be in here tonight, I don't think. Maybe later, I don't know. But Georgia right now, with Ohio State, that's the two best defenses in America. And it's going to be fascinating to watch this game, because there aren't excuses. I don't want to hear about you lost close, you played LSU, and look how good LSU. Okay, nobody saw LSU being the best team in the nation. People thought LSU would be pretty good because Burrow was back, and you know they had guys that were coming back. I mean, they had Grant Delpit was considered probably the best player defensively in the SEC along with Derrick Brown. A lot of people thought Delpit was one of the, you know, three or four best defensive players in all of America. Shocking that LSU would have great players in their secondary, huh? But it will say a lot about where, what Kirby's legacy is. And you can call that fair or unfair after, what, 4 years now, right? You can call that fair or unfair. But the expectation is that you're supposed to be in the playoffs. You're supposed to be in the, it's no more just a two-horse race. So it's not a BCS computer, you know, like in the Mark Richt era. Now I've got four teams. And yes, they went to the playoff couple years. No doubt about it. But this is what you build for. Not to say, well, we got to the SEC East, you know, we won the SEC East and got to the championship game. Okay. Mark Richt was able to do that. And with all due respect, it ain't a great SEC East. Florida's, you know, on the rebound and they're on the way back up. But other than that, South Carolina's dreadful. Kentucky stinks. Vanderbilt's dreadful. Tennessee's mediocre at best. Missouri, PU, they just fired their coach. Vanderbilt probably should have fired theirs, but decided to keep Derek Mason. All right, what were they, 2-9 or 3-9 or something? Ridiculous this year? All right. So that's not exactly, you know, world-beating anything, but this will say a lot. If somehow Georgia goes out there and they get run in this game, I'm curious how the Georgia faithful is approaching this and how they're going to look at it. Listen, Georgia wins and all is right with the world. Georgia wins and they're right where they're supposed to be. And you can say, well, you know, every team has a hiccup. Well, Ohio State and Clemson haven't had hiccups. And South Carolina's a hiccup. That's a bad hiccup. South Carolina's not a good football team, folks. Okay? They, you understand, South Carolina lost to UNC and App State. That's two of their losses, by the way. North Carolina and App State. And when they played Alabama, they got run off the field by Alabama. Oh, it was closer. Yeah, it was close until Ruggs and those guys started running up and down the field on them. Then it wasn't close, was it? So that's a really bad loss. Now, the benefit is you play in the SEC. So you can lose a game like that, win the conference, and there's no question they're in the playoff. None. Zero. They're not going to win against LSU on Saturday and drop to 5. They're in. They win, they're in. That's the benefit. And by the way, for all the people who argue about the SEC and this and the other, that's the benefit that they, because Clemson doesn't have that in the ACC. Clemson loses on Saturday to Virginia. They won't be in the playoff. Do you hear me? They won't be in the playoff. And they might be the best team in America, by the way. Don't low-key sleep on how good Clemson is. Oh, yeah. Trevor Lawrence, October 19th, that's his last pick. ETN is last, what, 7 games? 145 yards a game. Don't look now. But this will be a legacy game at this point of Kirby's career coming up on Saturday. All right, we get back. Well, I see the Braves are back to selling you on past performance. We'll give you the real numbers and break it all down next on the latest addition to the Braves. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, back on Sports Radio 910 The Game. Welcome back into the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuck Reed Show, hanging out with you until 8 o'clock tonight. 404-741-0929. That is the phone line. That is also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to interact with the show. Follow us on Twitter. Station's at 929 The Game. I am at JMCH316, at JMCH316. He is at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. So the Braves have made another move to bolster their pitching staff as they've signed veteran starting pitcher Cole Hamels to a one-year deal worth $18 million. Now, as you can imagine, I've got lots of thoughts about this because, you know, I'll say this kind of as nicely and kindly as I possibly can. There's a lot of y'all out there, media, radio personalities, fans, that tried to sell me about how great of a move the Dallas Keuchel thing was. Well, you don't understand, Chuck. He's a bulldog. He's a playoff Cy Young. Okay, all right. Yeah, but here's the numbers, though. Here's the more recent number. You don't understand. Okay. All right. So I'm now, first off, 1 year, $18 million. Here's the spin that I hear. Well, see, the Braves don't have any long-term commitment. It's only a one-year deal, see? They're not locked into something. Okay, that's fine. But if you lock into a long-term deal with a superstar, okay, like the Braves are locked into a long-term deal with Ronald Acuna, okay, nobody's going to lock into a long-term deal with Cole Hamels because, number one is, 2 days after Christmas, he's 36 years old. That's the first part. And second of all, long-term deals for superstar players are not a problem if you win. The idea is to bring in a star. The reason Cole Hamels comes in on a one-year deal is because, with all due respect, I'm not even sure after this year that anybody's going to want him because we'll have to see what he looks like. So miss me. And by the way, I don't care about 2021. Okay? I care about this Braves team in 2020 and what they're going to be. Because they should be one of the four favorites in baseball to win the World Series. Or are we still playing that rebuild game and we're still a year away? And all the malarkey that I hear, and not Mike Malarkey, the coach, all the malarkey that I hear about that stuff. Now, again, fine. They signed Cole Hamels to a one-year, $18 million deal. He'll most likely be way above and beyond the highest-paid starter that they will have in their roster. Yeah, but Chuck, you don't understand. He's a World Series MVP. Okay. He was a World Series MVP when George Bush was the president of the United States of America. That's 11 years ago when he was the MVP of the World Series, folks. I mean, with all due respect, he was the World Series MVP before my daughter was born. Now, just throwing some numbers out at you because I know we don't like facts to fit into the argument. Okay, right? I mean, sometimes facts aren't our friend and you know, what's my saying that don't let facts get in the way of what sounds good? I know there's a lot of it. I'm already hearing things like World Series MVP, and he's a mentor and veteran leadership. I don't give a damn. I need a guy who can win games. I need a guy who can go in the playoffs and win me games. Now, he pitched for the Chicago Cubs, right? Everybody understands that, right? A team who is in the pennant race, right? Who is trying to win the pennant, trying to win their division, and trying to get in the playoffs, okay? His four starts in September. It's not mythical numbers, made up stuff. His four starts in September. He went 3 1/3, 4 1/3, 3 1/3, four innings. That's his four starts in September by innings. His ERA in September was 4.80. In fact, if you look at his numbers, okay? His ERA in May, 5.19. In August was 6.33. And September, October was 4.80. That's the only three months, because they incorporate October because there's like one start. And they incorporate April as part of, March as part of April because you might make one start in April, depending on what team you are and what game you are. Okay? He only had 2 months where he had an ERA that was below 4.8. He finished the year, the second half of the season, he was 1-4 with a 5.79 ERA. And by the way, the whole Bulldog thing and all that kind of stuff, in the last 3 years, he's only had one season above 148 innings. The last 3 years, he's 27-25 with a 3.92 ERA. He averages 5.79 innings pitched with a 1.282 whip. And by the way, last year he averaged 5.25 innings per start. Now, even compare that to Dallas Keuchel, who averaged 5.93 innings per start. And like we said, four starts in September, October, all of them 4 1/3 innings or less. And by the way, so we can get this mythical playoff thing out of the way, The last three times that he was in the playoffs was 15, 16, and 18. Okay? That's his last three seasons where they were a playoff team. In those three seasons, he's had four games he's pitched, three that he started. He's 0-2 with a 4.82 ERA. With 10 earned runs in 18 and two-thirds. Okay? And by the way, I think the teams that he played for were either 0-4 or 1-3 in the games that he pitched in. I know in his three starts, the teams he played for were 0-3 in his three starts. Why do I bring all this up? Because understand what you're getting into with Cole Hamels for 1 year, $18 million. It's not a guy who's set up to go 200 innings. Not a guy who's set up to finish fourth in the league in ERA. Not a guy who's set up to be this postseason stopper. And people and fans and the organization will sell you on the myths of what that is. Yeah, he's a World Series MVP. Okay, 11 years ago. So understand, for $18 million, fine. You got a guy who can come in and do some things and all that. But he wasn't good in the second half of the year. He wasn't good down the stretch when his team needed good starts. He's been below average in the playoffs the last three times he's pitched. He hasn't won a start in the last three times he was in postseason play. But I understand. He's a veteran. He's wily. He's going to mentor and all this stuff. Okay, can we get guys that win World Series for us now? Now? You know, do I want Madison Bumgarner? Probably not. Probably not. I don't know that he's any better or different than what Cole Hamels is. But there's this mythology with some of these guys, like Bumgarner, Hamels, and Dallas Keuchel. Yeah, no doubt. If I can go in my Wayback Machine and get those guys, then hell yeah, sign me up. But in 2020, reality is those guys aren't good enough to get you anything. You don't think the Cubs didn't need a really good starting pitcher down the stretch? They let their manager go, who won them the World Series. And what did Cole Hamels do anything? Four innings, four and a third, three and a third. But I still, honest to God, a day when it's suicide, you know, he's a wily veteran and all this. Okay. What was he like? 7-7 last year. You think they're going to have a starter that makes more than $18 million? Because Folty ain't making more than that. Newcomb won't make more than that. Freed's not making more than that. Soroka's not making more than that. So he's going to far and away be your highest paid starting pitcher. Because we know Garrett Cole's off the market. They're not signing Strasburg. That would be the move of the year. If they signed Steven Strasburg, I'd crap my pants in studio about that. If they did something like that. I'll keep going back. You better tell me Lindor, Betts, or Rendon are on the way. Don't sell me on Cole Hamels. Don't sell me on $40 million bullpens. They need to win the World Series this year. This is now you're in World Series mode. And if you're a Braves fan and you're not thinking and talking that way, I'm sorry. Then you've been brainwashed by Bobby and Schuerholz and McGurk and all those guys. You've allowed them to brainwash it. And I'll say it. I'll come on these airwaves and I'll say it every damn day, and you can get pissed off about it until something changes. And it'll be me, Mike Bell, and Bo Bach. That'll be the only three guys in this town that talk about the culture of this organization. It's fine. You want to sign Cole Hamels? Fine. But the things y'all are trying to sell me on, well, it's 1 year. Okay, I don't give a damn about 2021. I got to win now. What does he do to win now for me? You know, Cole Hamels isn't 20. This isn't 27-year-old Cole Hamels. What does he do for me now to win the World Series? I don't give a damn about next year. I got to win it now. But what's your shirt, Jarvis, say? Financial flexibility. Jarvis has got the shirt on. He knew I was going to talk about this. He's got the shirt on, financial flexibility with the tomahawk on it. Yeah. I don't mind having Cole Hamels here, but stop selling me on what he is and what he used to be. Because it's all the same stuff that we were sold with Dallas Keuchel. Well, you don't understand. He's a bulldog. He's got playoff experience. Yeah, but look at his numbers from the last couple of years. What did that turn out to be? Oh, the Braves lost both starts at Dallas Keuchel pitched in. Oh, okay. That get him anywhere? I'm going to give you the numbers on the Falcons at home under Mike Smith and Dan Quinn. Why have the Falcons become so bad at home in the Dan Quinn era? It's startling the difference between those two guys. We'll talk about that next. Chuck McKee Studios, back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back in the Key Studios with you. John Chuck Show, hanging out till 8 o'clock. 404-741-0929 is the phone line, plus the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to interact with the show. A lot of text starting to roll in. You can follow me on Twitter at JMCH316, at JMCH316. Just a couple of quick texts before we get into this Falcons talk. Because somebody said on the text line about, you know, it's a gamble when you talk about taking Cole Hamels, and they gambled last year on Josh Donaldson, and I understand. I'm going to give you two things about that, though. Number one is I'd rather gamble on a hitter than I would a pitcher, especially as you talk about getting older, okay? There's also 3 years difference between these guys when they're going to play. Cole Hamels is going to be 36 at spring training. Josh Donaldson is going to be 33. And the first thing you're going to say to me is, well, that doesn't matter. Okay, Jim Rice at 36 was 3 homers and 28 RBIs. At 33, he was 39 doubles, 98 runs scored, 20 homers, 110 RBIs, and hit .234. Dale Murphy, at 33 years old, was 20 homers and 84 RBIs. At 36, he was 2 homers and 7 RBIs. And he followed it up the next year by hitting no homers and 7 RBIs. In baseball, yeah, 3 years does matter. There's two. One's a Hall of Famer. The other's a borderline Hall of Famer. 3 years was the difference between they were still viable and their career was over. Jim Rice and Dale Murphy at 36 were done as baseball players. Done. D-O-N-E. D-U-N-N. Done. It does matter. And again, I'd rather roll my dice on a hitter than I would a pitcher at 36 years old. That's just me. Especially in today's baseball world. And you know exactly what I mean by that, too. Anyway, we'll see. I mean, it's... You know, here again. Well, let's give Cole Hamels a chance. Why? I can tell you, that's the sales job that they try to give on you. What in the last 3 years has Cole Hamels showed you that he's ready to go out and be a 15-win, 200-inning pitcher for you? You paid him $18 million. You didn't pay him like some ham and egger off the streets. Right? He's not making ham and egger money. I mean, for a team that's going to sell you on budget and things like that and what they can spend, you're going to have 4 guys on that staff that won't combine to make what Cole Hamels makes. Yeah, it is a big deal. And I'm giving you the numbers now because when things don't go the way you hope they go in this mythology world that some of y'all live in, then you say, well, what happened? Well, here's the numbers. This is what he's been. Oh, okay. Oh, so he's not a bulldog? Oh, okay. I get fired up about it because you got a team. Do you guys not understand? You have a team that's ready to win the World Series. Right? Are you going to try to sell me on the idea that that team in SunTrust Park ain't ready to win a World Series? Are you really going to spend, after what you just saw the Washington Nationals do, are you going to bring that nonsense and spin that to me that they ain't ready to win a World Series? Act like it. Go act like it. Go be Big Balls Willie and go act like you're ready to win the World Series. That's what I want. No more pastels, big, bold colors. Why is this so hard? Why are we so afraid in Atlanta to heap expectation and call guys out. Why? What is it about that franchise that, man, they get a pass more than anybody in this town? Anybody. They do the same stuff for 25 years. And it's, well, you know, but hey, yeah, it's, you know. Jiminy Christmas. You wonder why I get fired up. Aren't y'all ready to win a World Series? Don't y'all want a parade down Peachtree Street? Am I the only guy that wants that and the only guy that expects it? Me, Mike, and Bo, that's it? That's the only three guys we got left on our train, huh? Lordy. All right. That was it. Well, pre-injury and all that. Guys, you keep spinning yourself in the ground like a top, trying to sell yourself on the idea of what these guys are. Who was it that said, was it Josh Donaldson or Tim Hutt said, go look at the back of the baseball card. Go look at the back of the baseball card. By the way, I also gave you 3 years' worth of numbers, too. I didn't just give you a day here and a day here. I gave you 1 year, a month, and I gave you 3 years' worth of numbers, including playoff numbers, by the way, too. Is that pre-injury and all? When I give you 3 years' worth of numbers? Or did I just make that up when I was sitting in the bullpen breaking down all the different numbers and putting it all together before the show started? Oh, okay. Yes. All right. This is a fascinating stat about the Falcons, and we'll get into. I'm you know, honestly, I read some of these texts, and I think to myself, man, they've got you so snowed. This organization, they do the best PR job in the world about selling you about. Oh, we got to build slow. Oh, you know, we got this. Oh, you know, we got that. I promise you, opening day, watch them trot out their Manager of the Year award, Sporting News Manager of the Year. They're going to trot their Silver Sluggers out and their division banner and our best defensive player. And you know what the Nationals are going to do? They're going to trot out their World Series trophy. That's what they're going to do on opening day. They won't be trotting out Silver Sluggers, Manager of the Year. They're going to trot out their World Series trophy. Which one do you want? You want three Silver Sluggers, a Manager of the Year, a partridge in a pear tree, or you want the World Series trophy? Which one do you want, folks? You can have the Silver Sluggers and the Manager of the Year and the Defensive Player of the Year at first base and all this stuff and come back, whatever all they won. Give me that piece of hardware. And don't tell me that the Nationals were some massive favorite to win the World Series last year. Don't sell me on that idea either. Maybe it's good we only got an hour, Jarvis, tonight. Falcons this Sunday. You're home with the Falcons. Carolina in before they go on the road to San Francisco. I find this stat amazing. With the loss last week, Dan Quinn is now 19-19 at home as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. You know what Mike Smith was at home for the Atlanta Falcons? He was 39-17. Why has it gone so sideways for the Falcons under Dan? And by the way, Mike Smith was not good at home his last couple of years either. I think I had the numbers here that I wrote down for it. Now, the Falcons weren't great at home under Mike in his last 2 years, but those first few years with Mike, I mean, they were absolutely positively lights out at home. And what's amazing is for a franchise that sells the idea of brotherhood, right? Wouldn't you think, if anything else, that this team under Dan with the brotherhood would be great at home? And it's not about environment, things like that. The Falcons at 1 o'clock on Sunday have never been a good start draw. Mike Vick is probably the last time the Falcons got people in their seats at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Honestly, this is nothing new that 1 o'clock on Sunday It's just not there yet. But you would think that a team that has brotherhood and all this kind of stuff that they sell you on would be better. We'll pursue a little bit more of this tomorrow because y'all got me fired up with the sales job I'm getting. Now give him a chance, Chuck Reed. Give him a chance. He better damn be lights out. And I'll come on here and I'll listen. I'll be the first guy to tell you. But I'm damn sure going to be the first guy that says, you better be ready to go win the World Series, Cole, day one. Injuries. Okay, miss me with that. We get to a love TKO when we come up next. Chuck me in the Kia Studio, Sports Radio 910 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.